So Senator Galvin has put together a pamphlet, and what that pamphlet is intended to do is to educate motorists regarding traffic stops. And what you want to do is they want to take the traffic stop from A to Z. They want to make sure that you understand what to expect, what to anticipate from law enforcement, how to have your documents at the ready, be able to produce things like your license, your registration, your proof of insurance, and to remain, most importantly, calm and cooperative.
So obviously this is something that's pretty routine for your officers, but you know, in the past couple of years we've seen it get a little bit over-publicized maybe on social media and in the news when things go awry. So what are you guys doing to continue to keep your officers educated as well when it comes to a traffic stop?
So as far as the stop itself, it is never ever meant to be overly intrusive. It's not meant to be abusive in any way, shape, or form. The traffic stop occurs typically because an infraction has occurred. So it's, from the officer's standpoint, it can be an educational experience as long as the motors, the driver and the passengers are cooperative and remain calm and remain rational. And just listen to what the officer has to say, all right? And we're gonna allow you to ask questions. We're gonna educate you in every way humanly possible. Most of the time, you don't even get a ticket. You're just told, hey, look, this is what's wrong with your vehicle. You need to get it fixed. Make sure you get it taken care of. If you're issued, say, a ticket that it's a fix-it ticket, you go ahead, you get that piece or whatever equipment was wrong with your car, the equipment defect, you get that fixed, and the ticket takes care of itself.
I think that's another thing, right, is people don't realize that you're not just getting pulled over because you were speeding or on your phone.
Correct.
Sometimes you guys pull people over to let them know, hey, your brake light's out or something.
Yes, yes. Like I said, it's meant to be an educational experience for the motorists. It's not meant to be super intrusive or anything along those lines. And if you remain calm and cooperative, that interaction between you and law enforcement is going to go very, very smoothly, with very, very little, if any, problems at all.
So with this going out to kids, we had a little bit of a chat today in the newsroom about mm-hmm. how some parents have to give their child, you know, if they're black, the talk, like, this is what you need to do. How is this pamphlet kind of almost giving the talk to every child?
This pamphlet's being implemented at an integral part in the licensing process. So if you're just applying for your permit, or you're receiving your license for the first time, or you're getting your license reinstated because you didn't pay a ticket, something along those lines, it's going to implement an educational process regarding the traffic stop from the very get-go. And you had mentioned earlier with kids in schools and going through their initial driving programs, SROs play a huge integral part in that. And is when this is implemented, SROs are even going to be able to pass those out to students, and the students are going to be able to see them, read them, and it's going to answer a lot of their questions. It's going to be very, very eye-opening to them.
From your personal experience, what are some of the biggest mistakes you see people make at traffic stops that people might think aren't really a big deal, but actually push it?
Overreacting. Like I said, the traffic stop is not meant to be intrusive. It's more along the lines of education to the driver and informing the driver of what just transpired. Why are you being stopped? Drivers have a tendency to panic, and when they panic, they don't make rational decisions. They can't produce documentation. They don't know where their documentation is in the car, or they forgot it. All these things prolong the traffic stop. So if you are pulled over, simply know where your documentation is in your car, your license, your registration, your proof of insurance. Know that the officer is going to ask for that and be able to produce it. The officer is going to approach the vehicle, speak with you, educate you on why you were stopped, what you need to do to fix the issue, square everything away, and if for whatever reason you are issued a citation, how to respond to that summons.
So in the past, I don't know, 10, 15 years maybe, there's been this push for sovereign citizenship where people refuse to obey traffic commands or even just listen to the officers. Explain why that's probably not a good idea for people to be doing, and why that's not actually a way to go about it.
So I'm not going to speak too much to the sovereign citizen movement. That is what it is. If you are driving on the roadways in New York State and you are stopped by a police officer, you're being stopped because an infraction or a crime has been committed. All right. When that occurs, being responsive to the officer, following commands, even a direct order, if you receive one, you must obey that command. If it is a lawful order, you must obey that command. The sovereign citizen issue, unfortunately, it is what it is, and they feel as though that they don't have to abide by the law. They don't have to. They don't have to respond to inquiries. They don't have to listen to lawful orders. So when that does happen, it does become an issue. Yes.